It's the buzz.
I love you. You're my work wife. I've been with you forever. But I'm noticing something that I got to call. I mean, I know I put you in the judgment zone and you won, whatever. It doesn't matter.
Who won?
You did.
Say it again.
Sandy Waters won the judgment zone. Right. It is justified to present expired crusty old coupons to the clerk at the desk at the register.
How hard that was for Scott to say it.
Have fun with that, people.
Anyhow, what's the problem?
You know those chickpea things you eat every morning?
Yeah. Healthy. I'm trying to be healthy.
That's the same Ziploc bag. I've watched you use the same exact Ziploc bag. It gets crustier and crustier every day for the last week.
Oh, God. This Ziploc bag's months.
Come on. Let me see it.
Yeah. Why switch this? It's a perfectly fine Ziploc bag. I put the same dried chickpeas in there. Why do I have to throw it out and get a new bag every time? It's the same one. What's the problem with that?
You reuse Ziploc bags over and over and over. Do you wash them out and hang them inside out and hang them up to dry?
My mother does that. My little Italian mom does that. I don't do that. I've made fun of her for doing that. But you know, as you age, you start to assume things that your parents always did that you would make fun of, and like, then it all of a sudden becomes
you become your parents.
Character.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this is, I guess you could say, is borderline like that. But I didn't wash this bag because it's the same ingredient that's going in the bag every time.
Do you have a different bag for another ingredient?
Yep. This is my dried mango bag.
Oh my
God. This is my chickpea bag.
Oh, the dried mango bag hasn't been used as much. I can actually see through that one. The dried chickpeas bag, everybody. You know, it looks like it's got like a cloud in it. It's all mangled up.
Listen, there's nothing wrong with reusing your Ziploc bags. Do I have to prove to you again that the majority of our Buzz listeners are very
cheap, 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 cheap?
No, we're just smart, and there's no problem. Like it. With the go green, you are so go green. I would think that you would applaud this because I'm not throwing out plastic bags.
Well, I have reused Ziplocs, but not as religiously as you. And I do recycle everything I possibly can. I really do. I only have maybe 2 bags of garbage a week.
Listen to him.
Because of all the paper I recycle.
All right, quench your thirst. Scott's thirsty for validation. We're very proud of you, Scott, for going green and recycling.
I am not going green. I have been green.
Okay. You win. You win the green battle. But I win the money green battle by saving my money on reusing Ziploc bags. And there's nothing wrong with it. Why would I throw this out? It's perfectly fine. There's no hole. It works. It opens. It closes. Look, it's perfectly fine. It actually is more comfortable because it's more soft now.
Oh, it's broken in like a fine leather handbag.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yes.
I get it.
Now you understand.
Yeah, I guess.
That's my frugal tip for today. Reuse your Ziploc bags.
You are so frugal. It's amazing.
I'll spend money on quality items, but when I can cut corners like this, why not? This doesn't hurt. You know how much money I probably save in Ziploc bags?
How much?
I'm not sure. But
have you
I
ever computed it? Have you ever realized how useless that one millionth of a penny savings? It doesn't add up. It's such a load of crap. It adds up.
In a month, you probably buy like 10 boxes of Ziploc bags. Okay, maybe that's an exaggeration.
It takes me 3 months to go through a box of Ziplocs.
A year, well, it takes me a year to
330 years.
Whatever.
Okay. Frugal, frugal. Cheap, cheap, cheap.
I can't bring myself to throw out something that's perfectly fine.
I have phone calls coming in. Morning, the boss.
Morning. I just want to ask Sandy a question about her Ziploc bag.
Yeah.
So I know, you know, she's like a germaphobe. So every time that you use that bag, you stick your hand in it on that day, whoever was around you, wherever you were, and you bring it home, fill it again, and you do that again every single day of that week.
Wow.
How many germs are in that bag from Monday through Friday from the people that you were surrounded by or the places that you were when you ate them or whatever germs you had on your hands every time you stuck your hand in that bag?
What do you think, Sam?
So I try really hard to not reach into the bag until I wash my hands. Like, I will wash my hands, and then I put my hand in the bag to get my chickpeas.
Well,
But on the outside of the bag, I didn't really think about that because it does sit in my purse, and you know everyone's purse is gross.
And it touches
but
the countertop and whatever countertops at your home.
I'm trying to overcome my OCD-ness with the germs. I'm trying.
You know, do you ever wonder why? And we got to go. You ever wonder why you say you have no time? This is why, because of all this crazy stuff you do. Thanks for the call. Hi, The Buzz.
There's a TV show for Sandy, Biggest Cheapskates.
There's a difference between, and I take this personally. Mm. This is my pet peeve. There's a difference between cheap and frugal. Cheap is I will cheat people out of money. Frugal is that I just find cost-saving tips. And this, my friend, reusing a Ziploc bag.
Nah, it's being cheap.
Cost-saving tip.
It's being cheap.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Do you fold up your tinfoil and use it again, too?
If she cooked.
No, I don't reuse the tin foil. Now that's going a little too far.
Thanks, man.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.